Welcome to Speak It On. This program is designed for the edification and entertainment of the listeners and not designed to be representative of a church, nonprofit organization, or denomination. Opinions expressed are solely those of the host. Welcome back. So, let's look at a spiritual discipline. Now, I know in the past you've heard me talk about three core things that I always try to emphasize, and that is prayer, Bible study, and outreach. There is a fourth, and the fourth one doesn't get mentioned very much because, by and large, people don't like to do it. And the name of it is called fasting. Fasting. Now, fasting is generally thought of as doing without food. Some fasts can be without food or drink. I do want to tell you that that kind of fast, any kind of fast, I don't recommend unless you check with your doctor first to make sure it's not going to hurt your health. Because it doesn't do you or your spirit any good if you drive your body into the grave. Because it's really hard to do outreach from the other side. So here's the thing. Be sure that everything's cool with your body first. Now, personally, at this stage in the game, I don't do a full situation where I don't drink because I gotta stay hydrated. But if the doctor says and you're into that, then okay. Now, fasting is kind of interesting because it is a discipline that's practiced by a lot of different faiths. The thing is, you might want to ask yourself, why would anyone want to do without food for an extended period of time? That makes... I'm trying to wrap my brain around that. Outside of, and by the way, there are people that fast that are not connected. You know, they fast not for the purpose of faith, but for the physical reason. They call it detoxification kind of thing. A lot of bodybuilders do that, okay? Kind of flesh out the system. Now, let's say this: in your being, you've got your spirit, and you got your flesh. The flesh, which is still attached to this world, your body, really likes to do the things that flesh likes to do, and eating is one of them. And believe me. There are plenty of preachers, if you've noticed several of them on television or what have you, and YouTube, that still like to eat too, and probably don't practice fasting a ton. Don't know that. But let me just say, God bless them. So everybody has their own fasting kind of thing. I know on my end of the stick, I have done different kinds of fasting, but the one that I've been lately is a 12-hour fast starting from 7 in the morning to 7 at night. And I drink water, only water. Now, why? Let's get back to the question. Why? Why would anybody want to do that? Well, what it does is your spirit's fighting against your flesh, okay? Because your spirit still has to live in your flesh body, right? Because it hasn't got a new body yet, because that doesn't happen until later. So these two things, and your flesh is fighting back and forth, and Paul kind of outlines that, in that these two things fight against each other, the spirit and the flesh. When you fast, basically you're telling your body, you're telling your flesh, no. You're saying no to your flesh, and you're telling your flesh, you're going to do this, and this is what the Spirit wants to do. So, deal with it. That's what you're doing. Now, in order for a fast to be a fast, okay, it can't be just a situation where you're just too busy to eat. Normally, it needs to be something that's focused, that you have decided in your heart and mind after checking with your doctor that you want to go without food from this point to this point. Now, there's that. Because you're making a point. Now, the point is to actually three different very important elements, okay, people. So, number one, you're telling your flesh to shut up and that you're going to do it, okay? Number two, you're gaining confidence in yourself that you can tell your flesh and control your flesh from point A to point B. But in addition to that, if you're doing this fast for your faith, you're doing this fast for God, for purposes of saying to God, I'm serious about our relationship. I'm denying my flesh so that I can focus on you. Now, during that period of time, whatever time it is, during this, if you decide to fast some, prayer and Bible study and outreach would be a great thing. Because you can put those disciplines inside that discipline, and then it's like a triple whammy. I mean, really, it can help you elevate your faith life. It can do that. Now, there are some guidelines, and I think I mentioned those, but let's look at Matthew chapter 6. Gospel of Matthew chapter 6, verse 16 and 17. And this is Jesus talking to his disciples, kind of giving them some instructions. Okay, so Jesus says, and whenever you fast, do not become sad-faced like the hypocrites, for they neglect their faces to make their fasting evident to men. Amen, I tell you, they have their reward in full. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face. So, the point is, you fast in secret. All right. A diet is something you can tell everybody else. A fast is something that you should be between you and God and your doctor or whoever's taking care of that. And it ought to be something that just you know. Why? Because it's to build up the spirit and your relationship with God. And that is a really private, personal thing, all right? That element. That ought to be between you and God. Now, then, if you'll skip to Matthew 9:14, this is John the Baptist's disciples who are coming and talking to Jesus and asking him questions. And they said, so they came to Jesus and said, why do we and the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast? And verse 15, and Yeshua, Jesus, said to them, the guests of the bridegroom cannot mourn while the bridegroom is with them, can they? But the days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, then they will fast. Now, what's he saying? Well, he's saying this. At that time, he was with the disciples. So, he was their spiritual discipline. He was there with them. He was taking care of that. And fasting, again, is supposed to be that spiritual exercise to help you focus. Well, he wanted them focused on him. Why? Because he's God incarnate. He's there with them. But he said, And this is for us. He said, there'll come a time when the bridegroom's taken away. Who's the bridegroom? Jesus. And he was taken to heaven. Yeah. And he's still with us in the Holy Spirit, right? Okay. But physically, he's in heaven. Then they will fast. That's now. So fasting, Jesus is saying, yeah, they'll fast later. Okay, well, that's now. So this is a thing, spiritual discipline. Now, the point that's made earlier in chapter 6 is you don't want to make a show out of it. Because then, when Jesus said, yeah, these people, that are those hypocrites that are doing it for show, it's so that people will notice it, it's so that they'll think they're really, really spiritual. He said, they get their reward. Well, what's their reward? Their reward is, oh, look at them. They're so holy. Oh, they're so holy. And Jesus is saying, that's all they're getting. And they're not getting any eyes from God for that. So, when we fast here and now, again, the whole purpose should be spiritual focus. Jesus also, there was a particular episode when a demon would not come out of a kiddo, and the disciples tried. The father of the kiddo says, oh, your disciples can't cast this demon out. I don't know what's going on. And Jesus went and cast that demon out. And then the disciples said, I don't understand, Master. Why couldn't we do it? And he says, because some of these only come out with prayer and fasting. Why is that? Because, again, focus. When you are doing without something, especially food, okay, for a certain period of time. Number one, you know, your body tells you something's going on. But number two, it's an opportunity for you to turn your focus to God and be and have your concentration on Him, right? Now, I'll be honest. When you fast, your body, your flesh, and every little spiritual malady, okay, demon can whisper and try to get you and tell you to get you off of that. Because I'll tell you something. If there's one thing that Satan does not want you doing, it's prayer. It's praying, okay? He doesn't want you studying the Bible or doing outreach either, but praying. And he especially doesn't want you praying while you're fasting. Because it's powerful, very powerful. Because at that point, it takes your flesh and puts your flesh in the place it ought to be, which is secondary to your spirit. And now, there were many people in church history and church fathers that fasted so much they ruined their health. Am I recommending that? No. Again, you know, you've heard me mention doctor several times, physician, clinician, however you want, you know. I'm not suggesting people ruin their health. What I am suggesting, though, is you can strengthen. This spiritual exercise is like literally a bench press for the soul. It will ramp up your spiritual strength if you'll do it. Now, how often do you do it and all that? So they got all kinds of books on that, all right? I'm not going to put a time on this. Some traditions have certain fast days and all this other stuff. But here's what I'm going to say. Check between you and the Lord. But I would try to do it regular. Now, how regular? That's up to you. You know, but again, really think about your health because you need a healthy body to do outreach in. All right, that's important. But if you will, I strongly believe, and I think Scripture supports this, and many traditions have this. Okay, that it will turbocharge your spirit if you will give it a try. And I think this is an unwritten rule, but I think a good thing to do is to go slow and grow. So start small, grow slow, and I think it'll I think you'll be amazed. I really do. But scripture memory, Bible reading, prayer, especially prayer during that period of time. Because God can speak to you too when you're focused on Him. And when you fast, it shows God, hey, I'm serious. I'm serious about this. This isn't just something I'm, you know, doing every night, you know, when I feel like it. So, with that in mind, I want to encourage you to always keep on keeping on.
Thank you for listening to this edition of Speak It On. If you would like to support this ministry, then please go to Patreon under L.A. Blackburn. May God bless every effort you make to do His will in His Word.